You could go either way. Is it easy? Everywhere you go, everything you do, you know that I'm gonna be there too. And the stranger tries to hold you, oh, so tight.
Brainin, drummer, time is now. A little bit under the weather, as I said, but as Albert Eiler put it, music is the healing force of the universe, although I also believe in stuff like penicillin. We started with, we ended with Johnny London. Real name, I just read it, Charles Osborne, or is that a newsman? Something Osborne, not Ozzy. Anyway, he wrote and sang Watching Over You, a Jordan label 45 from 65. And before that, Stories with Michael Brown and one of my favorites, Love Is in Motion, from their album About Us from 73. What a record that is. Hall & Oates before that did Wait For Me, one of my favorites. In some places they refer to that as a deep cut. From their Ecstatic album from 79. Okay, Hall & Oates. These guys have been friends and business partners and massively successful together. You know, couldn't go out without lawsuits. The amount of groups who have been around for decades who have not had a lawsuit is a finite number, but this one is weird. Daryl Hall, let's see, there's lawsuit, and then Daryl Hall has filed a restraining order on John Oates, which seems, I mean, at first hearing, it's like, what? WTF? I don't know the circumstances, I just know the rumors. One of them is that, you know the way Dylan and Paul Simon and I think the Eagles and others are selling their catalogs for massive amounts of money? One theory / rumor has it that Oates wants to sell, and Hall either doesn't want to sell or doesn't think it should be a 50-50 split. something like that. In which case, it would seem to me you file an injunction. The restraining order thing is just like, again, what the F. Anyway, I love early Hall & Oates especially, and will always love it. This other nonsense is just that. And I thank you for my illuminating that situation, not at all. All right, we heard a song when I got my Dell. Remember, like, dude, you're getting a Dell. I got a Dell. It was my first home computer. Or was it my second one? All right. One of my personal computers came with, like, you know, some crappy song program, music program, and there was a batch of songs that came as, like, sampler songs, and they were all, you know, meant nothing to me, except for this one, which is one of my favorite songs in the world. How it got included, I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that we just heard it. Big Kid doing When I Met the Girl. And it's from their album, All Kidding Aside, from 06. Spooky Reuben, another one of my favorites. Prior to that, did Secret Lady from his Modes 3 from 2016. Wildly talented young man. And it was Lucas Foss and the Improvisation Chamber Ensemble from Studies in Improvisation from 1961. And they really improvised these pieces, which makes me think of pulling out those Lenny Tristano pieces that he and his group improvised after sort of studying them. Improvised, but not out of thin air. Well, what comes out of thin air? I don't know. It's an existential rhetorical question. Anyway, Encore 3 Circus piece. I've loved that piece since I first heard it in the FMU library, probably 76, the first year I started hanging around the station. And did I say it was from 61? Because it is. It's on RCA. I eventually picked up a copy of the album and like it a lot, but this piece especially. All right, we've been listening to Sonny Rollins, in this case with the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is the opener of this album called Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet, Kenny Drew, and Art Blakey. And this session with the MJQ was from 53 and had four pieces. We've now heard two of them, The Stopper. John Lewis on piano, Milt Baggs Jackson on the vibes, Percy Heath on bass, an original drummer, with the MJQ, Kenny Klute Clark, father of modern jazz drumming, and the MJQ is descended from a Dizzy Gillespie orchestra in the mid to late 40s was their rhythm section. Ray Brown was in there in the prehistory of the group, and that's all I'm going to say, except that this Sonny Rollins album, Prestige, came out in 57. Jelly Roll Morton gave us Wolverine Blues Conclusion, 1938. That man could play. All right, we're heading into our fifth and final set of the show. Do I have anything else to say about anything? Thinking about lunch. Seriously, thinking about lunch. Weighing my options. don't know which way I'm going to go. All right, it's time for BJ O'Connell. This is from his Careful album from 2006, which you've been listening to. Song by song, show by show, slowly I walk, step by step, inch by inch. This is a wild ride, people. BJ O'Connell and Film.
Taking your call, and you wrote about it dating me. Want her back, just wait and see. And she holds her notes so long. All right for now, so keep on getting it wrong. She'll get there soon.
Tell me, you were made for film. She never thought she'd have to take care of herself. You should have seen her with her head held high. Now what do pretty girls do? Like everybody else, she never thought she'd have to take care of I say more for
is everything you could want. And if you think she's everything that could be, well, I still think the world turns all around her. And I still wish that she belonged to me. I don't know how I ever could have thought that I'd let her go and still be just the same. But I found out my world turned all around her. And everywhere I go I hear her name. Somewhere along the way, I don't know why, I thought that I would want to let her go. But now whenever I see her with you, I realize how much I did know. So if you tell her every day you love her, and if you tell her everything she could be, you'll find out that your world will turn around her. You'll feel the same if you should set her free.
They don't realize. For heavy construction over there.
Well, even if you're right, but all workmen are engaged with government contractors.
Give it to them straight, Mac. There's no jobs. Even we're on short time
now. Hold your tongue,
Ben. Who's kidding, who? The plant's nearly finished. And when it is, we'll all be looking
for jobs. Nobody's dead, then. I suppose the zombies aren't treading on our heels to get out.
Zombies?
Oh, it's a special nickname given to special forces.
Nickname to these looking out of parishes? We hate their guts, and don't anyone deny it.
Gorman!
Now, Paddy, you're drunk.
Well, don't we? Treating us like dirt, never talking to us? Who do they think they are?
They run the blood?
Sure they do.
And they operate the dome?
No, all.
What's inside those domes, Paddy?
Suddenly you know too much.
Yes, who are you?
I know him. He was here 2 days ago. Got into trouble with the guards.
Yeah, so we don't want no guard trouble here. Out with them.
Now, stop. Wait a minute. Listen to me.
They don't have to help.
It's useless. Well, you've got to try.
Quiet, everyone. Quiet, please. Quiet, everyone.
Listen to me. This is vitally important to all of you. Please, may I have your attention?
What's it all about?
Who is he?
Who are you?
I'm a police officer.
We don't have police here.
Well, you have now. Turn that music off. Now, the gentleman over there is a scientist, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. If what he says is right, you're in great danger, all of you.
Danger?
What danger?
Why are the police here?
Don't know. That was Quatermass 2, a British film from 57. From it we heard In the Pub. James Bernard is the composer. Preceding that, the wonderful Karen Parrish of Innocence Mission and a piece called George in the Car. From a song is Way Above the Lawn from 21. We heard The Move. If I had to name a favorite Move song, this may be it. Jeff Lynne's Gorgeous. No Time for Message from the Country. Obligato. Roy Wood's recorder work. Before that, The Byrds and Gene Clark's The World Turns All Around Her. That started side two, back when we had side twos of their second album, Turn, 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 65. And it was Sandy Denny who did Crazy Lady Blues from her first solo album, or album under her name, The North Star Grassman and the Ravens. That's my favorite of hers. 71 is from the Deluxe Edition 2-CD set, 2011. Bucky Pizzarelli, Mighty Guitarist, gave us the standard Tangerine from something called Green Guitar Blues from 72. Kirsty MacColl did What Do Pretty Girls Do from her Kite album of 89. NRBQ did Take Me to Your Secret from a self-titled album, giving them two self-titled albums, this one from 99, a.k.a. the Yellow Album. That's a Joey Spampinato number. And P.J. O'Connell gave us Film from his Careful album from 2006. What a wild track that is. Love it. All right, that's it. I'm going to go eat and probably sleep. Enjoy your day. We will see you next time around here on the Drummer Stream. Bob Brannan, see ya. Bye-bye. Take care. Stay tuned.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.